From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market. Authorities in Bay City seized approximately $750,000 in illegal drugs following a narcotics operation. On September 18th, the Bay Area Narcotics Enforcement Team, or BayNet, acting on a tip about drug trafficking surveilled by a resident on 16th of September. A traffic stop connected to the location led to a search warrant being executed that same night. Inside the room, investigators found over 16 kilograms of methamphetamine pills, nearly 3 kilograms of MDMA, and around 2 kilograms of psilocybin mushrooms. A 27-year-old Bay City man was arrested and detained in Bay County Jail. Law enforcement urges anyone with information on narcotics in the area to contact BayNet at 989-790-6581. And just placed on my desk, there has been a sighting of a funnel cloud in Sebring near Bay City Forestville Road. For the full list of affected counties, please see thumbnet.net. An armed man was arrested at Arizona State Farm Stadium ahead of the highly secured memorial service for conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The Arizona Department of Public Safety identified the individual as 42-year-old Joshua Runkles and charged him with impersonating a law enforcement officer, a felony, and carrying a weapon into a prohibited place, a misdemeanor. Runkles was detained after being reported for suspicious behavior and claiming to be an armed law enforcement official, which was not authorized for the event. He has since been released on bond as investigations continue. The incident occurred before the memorial, scheduled for September 21st, 2025, which was expected to draw over 100,000 attendees, including President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. The memorial honored Charlie Kirk, founder of Turning Point USA, who was assassinated on September 10th, 2025, during a speaking engagement at Utah Valley University. Given national threats, the event was designated a high-security special event assessment rating level 1 by the Department of Homeland Security, with multiple federal agencies involved in security. Turning Point USA clarified that Runkles was conducting advanced security for a known guest, but had not coordinated with official security teams for the Secret Service. Authorities remain vigilant to ensure the safety of attendees, urging respect and patience at a large-scale event. And once again, for those that are just tuning in, there has been a sighting of a funnel cloud in Sebring near Bay City Forestville Road. For the full list of affected counties, please see thumbnet.net. And on Tuesday, September 23rd, the Huron County Board of Commissioners met to consider a second extension of the county's snow removal contract. Due to a significant price increase in the contract, the board approved a one-year extension but decided to seek competitive bids for future snow removal services. Commissioner John Hunt raised the possibility of purchasing salt from the Huron County Road Commission to help reduce costs. Since it is not currently known if that is an option, the board will investigate further to determine if that is a possibility. And when we come back after this Amanda Langmaid Farmers Insurance sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
If you're looking to protect your car, home, or business, call me, Amanda Langmaid, here at Farmers Insurance in Sebring. Whether you're on the road, relaxing at home, or running your business, we have the coverage you need. Plus, with plans that include Aflac, Medicare, comprehensive auto and commercial insurance, we can create a custom solution for every aspect of your life. I'm Amanda Langmaid with Farmers Insurance. Call me at 989-704-3409 and get the protection you need where it matters the most. Again, that's 989-704-3409.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news in Washington, Washington's hottest new club has everything. Cabinet secretaries, a new stone patio, meals from the White House kitchen, and even a playlist curated by President Donald Trump. But good luck getting on the guest list. So far, only some of the Republican president's political allies and business executives have been invited. The White House Rose Garden is now the Rose Garden Club. Trump has turned the lawn outside the Oval Office into a taxpayer-supported imitation of the patio at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida. Trump debuted the Rose Garden Club name during a dinner there earlier this month and is hosting another event there on Wednesday. Also in Washington, a Trump administration decision to repurpose an old chemotherapy drug for autism has surprised many experts, including the physician who recently proposed the idea. Dr. Rich Fry tells the Associated Press he was surprised by Monday's abrupt announcement promoting a generic drug as an option for autism. The Arizona-based child neurologist has been discussing further research and development of a new version specifically for autistic patients. Instead, the Trump administration said it would relabel existing versions already on the market. It's another example of the haphazard rollout of the administration's autism announcement, which has alarmed many physicians, researchers, and parents. The Republican administration hasn't responded to a Wednesday request for comment. And in our international news, in Minsk, Estonia. Estonia is extending a fence along its border with Russia and building anti-tank ditches and bunkers in preparation for a potential conflict with Moscow. But those defenses won't defend against the threat it and its NATO allies face from Russia drones and electronic warfare. A recent drone incursion into Poland highlighted gaps in NATO's air defenses. Defense ministers from several European Union countries plan to meet Friday to discuss creating a drone wall along the bloc's eastern border. But officials say defending against drones is complex and requires affordable technology which can be quickly mass-produced. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid and Sebewing across from Luke's Market.